here's a story from The World.
People who train for long-distance races seem to have the ability to just keep going forever. Rest assured, they know exactly where the finish line is. Marathon runners know their number, 26.2, as in miles, not 1 foot further. Climbers taking a swing at Mount Everest know their number, 29,017 feet of elevation. Or is it 29,029 feet? Well, apparently it depends on whom you ask. The world's tallest mountain borders China and Nepal. The two countries have long debated the actual height of Everest. But today, the dispute got settled with a joint announcement of Everest's new agreed-upon height. Here's Nepal's foreign minister, Pradeep Gwali.
I am pleased to join Your Excellency to jointly announce the snow height of 8,848.86 meters as the new height.
Converting meters to feet, China and Nepal now agree that Mount Everest is 29,032 feet tall, about 3 more feet than the previous higher estimate. The two countries' measurements originally differed because Nepal counted the snow at the summit, while China stopped measuring at the rock peak. The official height now includes a snow cap on top. Getting this new number was not easy. Nepalese and Chinese surveyors spent years training for the mission. One member of the team even lost a toe to frostbite. Professor Roger Billum, a geologist from the University of Colorado, told the BBC that, in fact, Everest is a constantly moving target, making it tough to get an exact height.
The precise moment you measure the height, you know what it is. But because of earthquake forces, because of the weight of the monsoon water that lands in India every year, the mountain is always on the move.
Today's joint measurement and agreement is about more than just feet and inches, though. Geopolitics are also at play. Nepal is wedged between China and India. Beijing has worked to deepen its influence in Nepal in recent years. Today's agreement, rock-solid proof of that strengthening relationship.
From PRX.